Hello, everyone, and welcome to the February 18th, 2018 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for February 18th to February 25th and beyond? But before beginning, a little reminder to viewers to please help out covering the costs of keeping this weekly report going. Just click on the link at the end of the video to make your donation. Thanks. A general principle in Vedic astrology is that a planet in its own sign is powerful. That means more effects are likely, and the effects are stronger than they might be otherwise. On January 16th, Mars went into its own sign, Scorpio, where it remains until March 7th. Mars is the planet of energy and action, so Mars can make things happen all by itself. Mars is also aggression and force, even destruction. Therefore, Mars is called a natural malefic planet, in other words, capable of doing harm. Scorpio is the sign of secrets and investigations, but also alliances for acquiring power, attaining group goals. Mars in Scorpio promotes all of the qualities of its sign. That's one reason why there's been such a parade of investigations, revelations of secrets, conspiracies, and so forth, over the past several weeks, as well as people grouping together, forming alliances to achieve their goals. Another principle in Vedic astrology is that a planet in a sign lends its energy to the planetary ruler of that sign, called the dispositor. Uranus is now in Aries, the other sign that Mars rules. Thus, the planet of sudden unexpected events, inspiration, freedom, and rebellion is donating itself to Mars, planet of aggression and actions, making Mars even more potent. In Vedic astrology, Mars is considered to throw its energy with full force onto the fourth sign ahead of itself, what Western astrology calls the forward square aspect. So, while in Scorpio, Mars is intensely affecting Aquarius and any planets therein. One way to time events is by the exactness of one planet's aspect on another. When planets are within a few degrees of an exact aspect, there's more likelihood for an event. For the week of February 12th to February 18th, Mars has been affecting Neptune through its square aspect. The aspect was exact on Saturday, February 17th, when both planets were at 19 degrees of their respective signs. Neptune is the planet of dreams and fantasy, therefore unrealistic, even delusional, confused. At its most negative, Neptune can be downright deceptive, sneaky. The Mars square can bring out the worst of Neptune. This energy pattern produces apprehension, distrust, and irrational acts. For instance, this past week, there was the horrific shooting at a Florida high school. The murderer was especially sneaky and deceptive about it, setting off the school fire alarm to bring the students into the hallways, where they would become more easily his targets. The publication of the facts detailing Russian operatives messing with the 2016 U.S. elections is another example. Having realized that the idealism of democratic elections was indeed tampered with, the people of the country are thrown into a state of doubt and confusion. During this week, Venus advances far enough into Aquarius to come under the influence of the Mars square. At the end of the week, Venus will be exactly squared by Mars, with the planets each at 24 degrees of their respective signs. Mars, the planet of force and conflict, is not a welcome influence on Venus, the planet of harmony and guidance. Unsurprisingly, this combination will not engender the positive qualities of the planet of love. Rather, it will be a difficult week to achieve anything like agreement. Conflict in relationships is likely. Since Venus is the planet of value, it's not a good week for finances either. Markets will be volatile. Several days before Venus gets the exact square from Mars, it will be conjunct Neptune. Neptune is already behaving badly since it too receives the square from Mars. Thus, Venus's significations are trashed this week, making people doubtful and suspicious of any agreement or guidance from Venus. Financial dealings will likewise be affected. And there's more. Making matters even worse this week, Mercury, the planet of rational thinking and reasonable discussion, will also become conjunct Neptune, the planet of deception and confusion, exact on the same day as the Mars square aspect to Venus is exact. In other words, while Venus is under attack from Mars, the communications planet gets screwed up by being together with the planet of confusion and deception. So, not such a good week coming up. And then, during the last days of this month, Mercury moves into position to receive the square aspect of Mars, exact on the final day of the month, Wednesday, February 28th. Mars is the enemy of Mercury. Mars is force. Mercury is the planet of reason and consensus. Mars's forceful nature tends to distort Mercury's signification of facts, resulting in prevarication. Facts and information are presented falsely. Media reports are misleading and not to be trusted. Making decisions becomes more difficult. Venus is still in the neighborhood. Mars sending a square aspect to both Mercury and Venus results in even more trouble, since Venus is the planet of advice, resulting in disinformation, more gaslighting. Sorry for all the bad news, but as the old saying goes, forewarned is forearmed, and it will be over in a couple of weeks when all new planetary patterns will emerge. And now, once again, my little pitch for donations. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please help support it and me by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.